Troy, you made 5 straight Pro Bowls. When you played the game, how much did you value playing in the game?
Well, Dave, let me start. I think every player, if you have the opportunity to play in the National Football League, there's two milestones or goals that you have. One, I want to be an all-star. And two, I want to win at least one championship. I think every player, this is the highest level of personal achievement that any player could receive or be acknowledged in. So as a player, it was something that it took me almost 9 years playing at a Pro Bowl caliber, probably 3 or 4 years prior to my first birth. But it was something that you kept in the back of your mind. You're always watching what other people are doing at your position to see how you fare throughout the season. But I think every player, this is one of the ultimate personal goals.
TV ratings, 12 million people watch this game. It's such a tough game to put on, yet the American public, really the world public, can't get enough of football and the NFL. But for the Pro Bowl specifically, Troy, why does it work so well?
Well, I think a phenomenal job with our partners, our digital media team. I think the formatting, just constantly listening to our fans. What do you want? What's your appetite? The players being receptive to changing, trying to be innovative. I think the innovation, the concept, getting our legends involved. I think there's a combination of all of those things. And now we also have a competitive game, which in all sports, the All-Star game is a non-competitive game. We found over the last, especially the last 2 or 3 years, it's become a competitive sport. It's the best of the best playing at the high stage. And now, a week before the Super Bowl, it's brought a sense of value and the fans' appetite. They want more.
You've got some new concepts for this game. Can you talk about some of the innovations?
Yeah, so one of the things we actually started in preseason where we started looking at the field goal being a 33.5-yard PAT, point after attempt. So we saw that it wasn't an automatic. You know, history says that the kickers are getting better. They're really a specialized position. We've seen more 50-yard field goals made this year than the history of our game. So one of the things that we like to see is a reduced field goal and further back. Just to see the accuracy rate, something that a concept that we would like to introduce and maybe put on for vote come March with our competition committee and the ownership. Technology, as we advance the sideline of the future. This year we saw on every sideline the tablets, the use of the tablets, trying to really get away from a paperless sideline. We saw the introduction of the Microsoft tablets. We now would like to start introducing, how does video work? Now it's still shots. How do we introduce video to our sidelines? We think it can make the game much more competitive.
Your new position, Troy, how was the year for you and then the state of the league?
Well, I would say for myself personally, from a football standpoint, it was the changing of the guard. When you look at, you know, Antonio Brown, here's the new, as we see the Larry Fitzgeralds and some of our let's say, senior veteran all-stars. When you see Antonio Brown, the J.J. Watts, you see the Russell Wilsons, you got with the Peyton Mannings and the Tom Bradys and the Drew Breeses as they begin transitioning. Not say they've transitioned, but we're starting to see the future superstars emerge, record seasons. On the field, it was great. We saw different teams, much more that competitive balance, which we've always wanted, we've seen it at full effect. Off the field, we learned some things. We've made some mistakes. I think today we're a better NFL. We see what the society wants from us, what they expect from us to lead in certain areas. We've acknowledged those mistakes. We're better off today than what we were at the beginning of 2014.
Thanks, Troy.
Thank you.